Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'd be very surprised if one of those players wasn't a draft and stash player, like a European player. I kind of would love it if they could trade up, because listen, no disrespect to Tristan, who I'd love back in his role of 15th guy on the bench and just all around good time Johnny. I really think a nice developmental big, which is what is available, probably picks 31 through 38. I think that'd be a pretty smart investment if you're the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I think it's fascinating talking to Kristen there, because, she hints at, and then we get to something that's been on my mind for a while, like the second round of these drafts. It's always been a slog, but like with the NIL and the impact that it's had in college basketball, who's coming out early to go ahead and try to enter the NBA draft? It's just not happening.
But what interesting thing about it is, I think it's basically showing who can really scout and who can't. Because you know who's like killed second rounders the last couple of years? It's been Memphis. Hmm. They've gotten G.G. Jackson. They got Scottie Pippen Jr. They got the Williams kid last year. And they've just feasted. I mean, even Memphis with Aldama, the big, who I think was picked 30 one draft. Like, I do think, and the Cavs haven't really had a chance to kind of flex their muscles on this, because obviously we've kind of been out of this. But like, I mean, they took a big swing in Amani Bates, who to this point hasn't worked out. I kind of think, like, if you can draft in the second round, you can draft anywhere.
Well, but I mean, the problem there is that if there's just not as much talent to even take from to begin with, right? Like, maybe we need to speak more about Memphis's development than we need to their actual drafting ability.
That's another good point. And I do think that's one of we've not really experienced that part of Kenny Atkinson just yet, outside of like what happened in the regular season, because he didn't have, that's one of the few things that I actually do buy into. Kenny didn't have a full summer with the team.
Yeah, he was off at Team Paris.
Now, I don't know how much difference that's going to make for Craig Porter Jr., but for like a guy like Jalen Tyson,
yeah,
who kind of is like the jack of all trades, master of none, I think that's the kind of player that you could get some real value out of next year and become a nice rotational player.
Yeah, like if that's what they start becoming known for, is drafting some of these guys in the later picks and then being able to develop them and get them to actual meaningful NBA minutes. I mean, that's all you can ask for. It really isn't much that I'm holding out hope for. Earlier today I told you the draft starts at 49. I don't know that I'm paying attention to 49.
I do like... Every once in a while, you'll get a very, very excited Cavs fan who's like, guys, we can add contributors today. It's like, listen, you might, but there's a really good chance that you don't.
It's a strong chance that you don't. And listen, I think college basketball is so much better in this space when people can make a bunch of money. And I don't know if you've noticed or not, but like the European imprint into the college game, because they're making more money with NIL than they are even just overseas now. Look at Illinois' roster when you get a second. Half the team is European players. That's why last night a lot of the draft picks that you saw, like, they all came from colleges here in America, even if they had foreign names. Because
Denim, he's a Russian kid that ended up at BYU.
Yeah, because you'll make money playing for BYU than you will playing overseas and in parts of Europe. And so they just come here and they hang out for 3 or 4 years. And then even if they get better and you go to the NBA, great. And if not, you made more money here than you would doing it in some random Euro league.
So Jason Lloyd was on with Ken this morning, co-hosting. And they played a little bit of our audio yesterday.
Yeah.
And so out-of-context
king, Ken Carmen.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
What, is that too far now? I felt like that was too far.
Would you like to elaborate on that?
Every time he gets a clip and plays a clip from us, he just takes it completely out of context into what we say, because mainly he's just listening to the 30-second clip that he was, offered up, and then that's it.
So
man gets so mad that they take him out of context in these little clips that are floating on the internet. Maybe if you took us into context for once, maybe it'd be a different story.
Look at that. Okay. All right. So that being said, you know me, I like shots fired.
Spot the why.
I don't think there is one. No. Now, usually I think it's because Owen poorly paraphrases what we've said to him, or Mitch poorly paraphrases what we've said to him. But yes, in this case, The defense rests. Now, basically it came out that, you know, we talked yesterday about Donovan. Would you trade Donovan for Jaylen Brown? And we got into a back and forth, and you kind of defended you're not trading Donovan. And Jason today kind of commenting off the feeder report saying it's all about Evan Mobley. Meaning, like, moving forward, this is all about Evan Mobley. I think a lot of people think it's all about Donovan Mitchell. Quite frankly, I agree with Jason. It is all about Evan to me.
And that's where I think they got us a little confused. And they weren't even talking about Donovan versus Jaylen Brown or anything like that. They were going more off of Chris's comment.
No, I'm poorly paraphrasing.
Exactly right. And so they were going off of Chris's comment about who's got the championship DNA and all that other stuff. And then it swerved into basically who could you trade, who could you not trade. It's not that Donovan's off the table for me. That's never been the case. I'm just not trading Donovan for Jaylen Brown.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you get me, if all of a sudden Giannis becomes open and Milwaukee for some unknown reason says Donovan's who we want, okay, let's dance. Let's have that conversation.
But the thing I would say is I think Donovan for Jaylen this year specifically is an equitable trade where I don't think it was a year ago. A year ago, you would have to give up more to get Jaylen Brown for Donovan. Then we might be at the sweet spot where values are kind of commensurate with each other.
I just don't see it that way. We've disagreed on this already before, but I think Donovan's value is higher than Jaylen Brown's. Jaylen Brown is coming off the worst season he's had in years. Donovan was top five first team All NBA this season. I think they're at different value points right now.
So last night would have been the moment to do this, as it pertains to Donovan for a quick retool. There is a part of me that, like, if the next year or two should be in service of, we got to start thinking of what are the pieces that can bring out the best version of Evan Mobley so that when he is ready to finally take that big step forward, you're ready to hit the ground running and not just do that, but search all the way into the playoffs. Kind of like OKC has done over the last couple years, retooling consistently around SGA, and this is the year that he kind of took off.
Yeah, I mean, we still need him then to have the takeoff. Like, I got a little shook by what Kroenke in Denver, and it was, he never should have said it, dumb thing to say, but when he's thinking about, hey, if something happens, we need to consider trading Jokic, like, maybe there's just not as many untouchables as I once considered.
And specific to that, if the second apron is going to do that, then you need to redo the NBA.
Which, by the way, did you hear Brad Stevens yesterday?
No.
Brad Stevens was like, I've done a lot of work on the second apron in the past month. Turns out, we owed a lot of money, and I didn't know this was coming. Like, he's the GM of the team, and he just had a... It was like he was shocked that the second apron existed.
So, as a quick sidebar, this is why I do think that the second apron is going to be loosened here.
It caught a lot of people by surprise when a GM of a basketball team is like, hey, I didn't even know it was this punitive. Like, okay, then. You're supposed to know these things.
So, I don't think Donovan should be available, and on that, you and I are in the same regard, but if it either helps you completely build around Evan Mobley or helps you dislodge whatever, you know, fit issues you have in the playoffs between Donovan and Darius, yeah, I can justify trading Donovan just as easily as I can justify trading Darius.
Yeah, I just don't think we have to be as clenched up about it all. I feel like if Denver can even mutter the words trading Jokic, I just think there aren't nearly as many untouchables as maybe we like to think that they are. And a lot of these guys are way more open to business than maybe I initially gave them credit for as well.
Evan's untouchable for me. That's it. How about you?
No, that's cool. Let's play with that. I'm good with that. If Donovan has to be the one to go, great. But you have to get the right value for him too.
Yeah, like Darius, to me, I can get 90 cents on the dollar for Darius, but in the name of fit, you're made whole. That the fit mm-hmm. part of this makes up the extra 10% of the value to me.
Very fair.
With Donovan, I'm going to need 110% on the dollar.
Yeah, it's got to be a blow your socks off type offer, and it's got to be one of those when you do it, you're like, oh, okay, we instantly became better. Like, we got this, we got better. Like, again, trading for Giannis, for instance, you look at it and you say, we got better.
So maybe this is the way of reframing this then. You can get 100% of value, but I need another 10% of fit. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, I like how you put that. Like, it needs to be perfect, but there's also a scenario that exists out there where I'm not closing the door on people that call. I'm not just immediately saying no. Like, we're welcoming the conversations. It's okay.
It's too bad the Brooklyn Nets drafted five guys nobody wants, because, man, if they took five interesting players last night, maybe it could have scrounged up a Cam Johnson and a couple future first kind of offer. No such thing. No.
I did love the conversation around that last night. People are like, I can't believe they actually took all five.
Which, the weird thing is that now it's not just they took all five, but they're getting hammered for the five they took. Like, I thought it was interesting Kristen loved the denim pick because it's widely been panned.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody but Danny Wolf that I saw them drafting, it was immediately like, not good enough. Nope, why'd you do that? He's a second-round pick. And so I just thought that was wild that the three most panned things were Dumars trading a future next year's first unprotected.
That one got destroyed.
For yet another big that likes to eat in Dairy Queen. And then the second one,
Zion thought he announced Dairy Queen,
was Chinese Jokic, which feels like a pretty significant stretch. And then the third one was the five picks and who they actually went to.
Hey, branding is everything, right? If you call him Chinese Jokic enough, maybe the fans will get excited.
What if I call him Chinese Sagana Jop? Because I think that might be closer to what you meant there. With love and respect to Sagana.
Naturally. Wouldn't want to disrespect him.
Lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.